Dana and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 Power FM. Now, we like going straight to the source for all the big decision-making in the Muswellbrook Shire. Mm. His name is Steve Reynolds. He is our robo-mayor. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you, Dana? How are you,
Good, mate. I forgot about the robo-mayor.
Yeah, we say this because he's got a device in his back to help, what is it for again?
That's a spinal cord stimulator to help with my spinal injury. So, yeah.
Pretty important.
It beeps wherever he goes. It's great. It's riveting.
Pretty important. Makes travelling awfully hard.
Oh, I bet.
look, we want to know the question on everybody's lips, these mysterious wiggly lines on the New England Highway. Where did they come from? Is there any updates?
If you've just tuned in, we've recently discovered that the New England Highway, the line markings on the New England Highway have been diverted slightly just outside the new 7-Eleven. Mm. Steve, what do you know about this?
Yes, okay. So to clarify for everyone, it is a Transport New South Wales that undertake the main roads, the New England Highway that comes through Muswellbrook. Look, we didn't receive any consultation at the time that when it was going to be happening. So it has been a bit frustrating for everyone. Our staff have been onto it, and I'm aware of the emails going backwards and forwards. Look, it will cause a little bit of pain for the short time being, but rest assured, moving forward, we hope that the consultation will be better. Now that we've abreast of this situation. So ideally, we would have been talking about this last week or week beforehand to let the community know it was happening. We just weren't updated. No, well, look, I apologise, but council is onto it. Rest assured, things will better in the process as we move forward.
Okay, so all you need to be worried about moving through the New England Highway through Muswellbrook outside the 7-Eleven is that there are changed traffic conditions and you will need to reduce your speed to about 40 for the time being. But also, Steve, the Muswellbrook Shire Council have created an app, and I'm so on board with this because you can find out about all the local goings-on, local events. What do we know about this app?
So the app is in its preliminary stages. It's a fantastic app. It's My MSC, so My Muswellbrook Shire Council, My MSC. It's an app that you can use to look at events, service interruptions, to contact us, to lodge a report for any incidents or any work requests, and also you can pay your rates, etc., and do it via that way. So, look, it is an interactive app, and it's one about increasing our communication with the community, and we know that not everyone has a smartphone. They can still contact us in the traditional ways, but users can, you know, now use the app to submit a request, access their e-services, pay their rates and water. But also, one of the advantages is our development application, our DA tracker. Mm. They can go on there and view that, but they can also, the YouTube link takes them straight to our council meetings. So we're moving forward. It's just another step. There are going to be teething problems, and we'll continue to evolve the app, but we just need the community feedback to ensure the app can become as useful and valued as the best potential way for everyone in the community. So, look, it's exciting.
Is it a free app, or are you charging 99 cents?
It's a free app. But I was going to say something there, but I won't.
No, rates aren't going to go up because of the app. We're chatting to Steve Reynolds. He is our Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor. Thank you so much for getting us across the latest, mate.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Sam.